This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, today's winner in the companies in this economy having a terrible day sweepstakes is Yahoo going away. As we mentioned on the way out yesterday, hackers stole private data from more than a billion Yahoo users back in 2013. Interestingly enough, though, there might still be some good reasons to have a Yahoo account. Marketplace's Rima Kreis explains.
When 47-year-old Tim McGuire heard of the news this morning, he changed his Yahoo password right away.
My Yahoo account serves as a spam repository.
It's like a dumping ground for coupon codes.
I'm looking at my account right now. It's full of every single day the same seven retailers.
2,384 unread emails. He says he doesn't want to crowd his Gmail account with junk and that the breaches haven't scared him away from Yahoo. Paul Verna, a media analyst with eMarketer, says there's another reason some people aren't saying goodbye.
Yahoo has some brands like their financial site and sports video and even news that I think, you know, people have a certain amount of brand affinity with.
Millions of people like Vasim Yonovkin from Las Vegas play Yahoo fantasy sports.
Mostly I do fantasy hockey. So if you need to join any of those leagues, you need to have a Yahoo account.
He also uses a Yahoo account for personal email because it's easy. Others are holding on to their emails to use Flickr, which Yahoo acquired in 2005. Still, internet analyst Ben Schachter with Macquarie Group says any way you look at it, the breaches are not good news.
Certainly the fear is that it impacts loyalty. The fear is that it impacts people's ability to use the site.
34-year-old Valerie Marino says she's going to keep her Yahoo account, which she mostly uses to post vacation pictures to Flickr. In fact, her first ever account was with Yahoo. Her username?
It was like Star Chica and then my birthday. It was terrible.
She says it's kind of like a 90s relic, something you hold on to until one day you just don't. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.